Now in her loop series, Harwood departs from the angular and jagged shapes of her previous work to spirals and loops that intertwine like coils. This painting was created in 1966, so the same year as the previous work in the color form series we talked about. But this blue and white entangled mesh of circles and ovals is so different from the orderly green and violet rectangles we saw before. We don't see the hard edges that seem to define her place in West Coast hard edge painting. Instead, Harwood incorporates stark, white, curved spatial outlines that sharply contrast with the painting's surrounding deep blue. She's exploring a whole new set of visual dilemmas that require a whole new analytical eye. When we see blue, we often think of water or the sky. The blue in this painting is intense and all-encompassing, so it's easy to interpret it as a body of water or the sweeping blue sky that surrounds us. The simple white outlines of circles and ovals, both big and small, could then be ripples in the water or clouds in the sky. What's interesting about this painting is that there isn't perfect symmetry, as opposed to many of Harwood's earlier paintings that could be halved down the middle and have almost identical corresponding parts. Here, Harwood lets the curving shapes take on asymmetrical paths. This could hint at the irregular bend of space and time. Ripples and water can expand and converge with each other, or disappear as they use up energy. Likewise, clouds expand and contract, and interact with each other at different altitudes in the atmosphere. The asymmetry of the painting could be a homage to the ever-present forces of energy that constantly contort and contour space through time. At the same time, this painting is a continuation of Harwood's previously established style of stark, clean color contrasts that delineate forms and create momentum. Harwood's colors drive energy and movement.